Okay. Be'ezer Hashem, what we're up to. We're in the middle over here of some very important halachas in regards to sitting down and having a meal prior to mincha. Last night we had begun Siv Beis, which says, Lo yeshev adam l'staper samach l'mincha ad sheyispalo, that one is not allowed to sit down for a haircut. At what time? So this is a machlokes rishonim when it says, Samach l'mincha, what are we talking about? So the Mechaber learns, Afilu suda ketana samach l'mincha gedola. The Mechaber is the big machmir over here. The Mechaber says that you can't even sit down for a suda ketana close to mincha gedola. Yesterday we pointed out some exceptions in regards to sitting down for a haircut, maybe on Erev Shabbos, other heterim that was in last night's shir. Today what we're going to see is A, the Mechaber qualifying his words, and B, for Ashkenazim, the lenient position of the Ramah. So let's wrap up the Mechaber, and then we're going to see that the Ramah has a totally different position on top of page Kuf Mem Vav. V'im hischel ba'achas mikol elu, eino mafsik, afal pi sheischel b'iser. If he began any of these things, he doesn't interrupt, even if he began b'iser. V'hu she'e shos, v'yom l'spach ha'shig m'sudas al melachto. So if you started b'heter, then it's not going to be a problem. V'me'en shos l'spach ha'kach tzarech lafsuch miyad. And then the Mechaber discusses what constitutes the beginning of a haircut. Some things don't change, and that is the beginning of the haircut is when he puts the sheet on top. And begins to get dressed. The tanners used to put a special protective shield on. That's a halacha in Masechta Shavuos that a dayan is supposed to ituv. Will be done. Nowadays they don't do ituv because that's funny, like it spells out in Hilchos Avelos. When they sit down to do a din Torah. Okay, so these are the rules about haschala. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah gives us his big hat. V'yesh cholkim, usvir lehu, de su'uda ketana mutter, e su'uda ketana is mutter, ve'eina also rak be'su'udas nesu'in o mila. And the only prohibition would apply to su'udas nesu'in or a bris mila. Rav Nevinzal Shlita pointed out that the same would apply to su'udas bar mitzvah, and he had rayas for this, and I saw also the Mishnah, it was the Mishnah Berurah himself. In Sifkat and Chavdal, the Mishnah Berurah applies it as well to Su'udas Pidyon HaBen. So let's talk just spell out what we just learned in very practical terms. The halach would be, according to the Ramah, that one would be able to eat after Mincha Gedola a meal, as long as it doesn't qualify as a Su'uda Gedola. And a Su'udas Gedola would be Su'udas Nesu'in, Mila Bar Mitzvah, or Pidyon HaBen. That's kula number one from the Ramah. The Ramah then continues on to page 292. Not only that, a su'uda gedola close to mincha gedola is also permissible. Okay, so heter number two is, we saw that the Mechaber, Paskin, like the Rambam and others, who say that the Isser is in regards to Mincha Gedola, it could be that the Isser really starts only by Mincha Ketana, and therefore a Su'uda Gedola, even a Bris and so on, would be Mutter from that time. I made a mistake when my youngest son had his Bris, so then I thought I might have made a mistake, that the Bris was done a little bit later in the day, before Mincha, and then we had the Su'udas HaBris right after the Bris, and we didn't daven Mincha. So it could be that what we have over here, the Heter, Afil Su'uda Gedol, Samach L'Mincha Gedola, but there are many opinions that hold that L'Chatchila, one should not rely on that. And we're going to see that in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh Omrim, the Su'uda Ketana, Afil Samach L'Mincha Ketana Shari. And some say even Su'uda Ketana with Su'uda for Mincha Ketana is also acceptable. For Nalgu Lahakal Kishtei Asfars, Tahainu Besuda Gedola Samach L'Mincha Gedola, U Besuda Ketana Samach L'Mincha Ketana. So the Rama concludes that what we're matir is a suda gdola if it's samach lemincha gdola. Only if it's samach lemincha gdola. However, if it was already after mincha gdola, then that would be problematic. And that's why I probably made a mistake lechatchila with my son's bris. We should have davened mincha right away. I asked Rav Nevensal afterwards, and he said, Einachadam, it could be that lechatchila would be acceptable. But we did see that there's the Yesh Amr from the Tur B'Shem the Ri right above that's matir. Ve'efshar atam mishum de'achshav koron le'beis ha'knesses lo chashin dilma yifshav lo yispalo. So why am I being so makel, says the Ramah, that I'm being, following almost the most extreme lenient position, because today they have people remind individuals that it's time for mincha. That's really not so common today, that we have people reminding us for mincha. For those of us who've been nichshel and have forgotten to daven mincha because we were so busy and the time elapsed without us realizing, so we know that this is not really a full viable heter. However, in Simen Pei Tes, if katan lat medalid, Mishabura gives us examples of when it would be usur to do something. However, if you set a reminder, if you have your friend remind you, that would be acceptable as well. Rav Nevensal Shlita says that an alarm, certainly nowadays it doesn't have to be simply an alarm sound, but even a reminder on your phone and so on, so that would actually say, don't forget to daven. So then in such a case, then that would be acceptable to be matir some of these shailas. The details of what it is matir, take a look over there in Simen Pei Tes. Miu besuda gdola, yesh lahachmer afilu samach mincha gdola. Yesh lahachmer afilu samach mincha gdola. That's exactly where the Ramah does not follow the point of every chumrah, every kula, excuse me. In other words, what I mean by that is that the Ramah does not allow suda gdola next to mincha gdola. Now, a couple of points in regards to what qualifies as a suda gdola. So we already mentioned mila, pidyon ben, and nisuin. The Mishnah Bura does not talk about Sudas Purim, but Rav Nevensal Shlita has rayas that Sudas Purim qualifies as a Suda Gedola, and that would make a lot of sense. Interestingly, the Mishnah Bura says in regards to Sudas Shabbos V'yomtov, you take a look on the top line in the Mishnah Bura, Sudas Shabbos V'yomtov, he says, Lo Mikri Suda Gedola. That does not qualify as a Suda Gedola. And in fact, if you take a look in Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah deals with the following shaila over there. Rav Nevensal a few times told me that he thought that the Mishnah Berurah is quite a chiddush, but this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. If an individual wants to eat shalashudas, let's say he davened vasik in Shabbos morning, and he wants to eat shalashudas before mincha, so Mishnah Berurah in Reish Tzadi Aleph Sifkotan Yud Aleph says, U'makam shekosha lo l'kayim suda acha mincha, yuchal afil l'chatchil l'kayim suda kodem mincha. Imu kodem zman mincha ktana. So clearly, Mishnah Berurah paskins like what he says over here, that on Shabbos, one is allowed to begin a suuda prior to mincha gdola, even though it's going to go samuch l'mincha gdola, even though it's going to go into mincha gdola, the assumption being that it doesn't qualify as a suuda gdola, that Shabbos does not qualify as suuda gdola. Yom Tov, though, is quite a chiddush. The Sharetzion points this out. The Sharetzion Sifkatan Chaf Aleph says the Chai Adam says that Sudas Yom Tov is called a suda gedola, and he leaves off at tzarchiyu minayim lo. So if you take a look at Rav Nevensal's Ha'aros, Rav Nevensal says he knows where the Chai Adam got it from. It's based on the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav Halacha Yutes. That's clear that the Rambam views Su'udas Yom Tov as suda gedola. So what will come out is a machlokus between the Chai Adam and the Mishnah Berurah, whether Sudas Yom Tov qualifies as a Suda Gdola or not. Remensal pointed out, even in regards to Shabbos, it's a little bit of a chiddush, but that is what emerges, and that's what appears in Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph. Now, once we're knowing, like all of these lenient positions, Rav Nevensal suggested that it could very well be that the reason why we're makel is because the chshash, when it comes to Uda, is that someone is not that he's going to indulge, and eat for the next 7 hours until Shkia. You know, that's especially now in the summer months, that he's going to eat for 7 hours straight. The chash is he's going to get drunk. So Rav Nebenzahl suggested that it could very well be that one, this is quite a chidush, lekula, lahalacha, and that is the only time these yisurim apply are only meals that it's normal to drink wine. Ad kedei kach, he told me that he went so far as to say that even in a bris where they do give a lechayim, if it's clear that they're just drinking as a lechayim, he thought even there was a lot of room to be makel. So that would be even more makel than what we have on the books from the Mishnah Bura. Tov, these are the halachos. Let's just wrap up Siv Gimel. V'hoda asur lechol sudaktana haynu kisha koveya l'su'uda avolitam dahinu achilis peres mutav huadin lechol pas kebetzik b'derach sh'odam ocho b'lo keva mutar. So if a person is just eating in a way that's not kavua, then it's going to be mutar. And therefore, eating fruits is not a problem. Lechol pas kebetzah is not a problem as long as it's not kavua. Hence, that's why we have regular lunches, and we don't worry about, we worry about mincha. We should worry about doing mincha right, but we don't worry about this iser. The Mishnah Berurah concludes in the last two lines on the page, that drinking is going to be a problem. So again, from the Mishnah Berurah, he emphasizes that the problem is going to be not regular mashke, but rather what's going to be problematic is specifically mashke hamishaker. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, the heter over here is only achilas pas kebetza. The only heter over here is going to be pas kebetza. So what will emerge is the svardim will have a limitation of how much they can eat. Ashkenazim, we saw, only the big seudas are going to be problematic. Again, for Ashkenazim, then there's no problem to eat as much as you want, as long as it doesn't qualify as a seuda gedola. For svardim, who are machmer, even on seuda ketana, so seuda ketana, that's the problem is only if it's going to be kovei sudasa. What is the definition of kovei sudasa? So anything less than achilas pas kebetza it qualifies as something that is not kovei. So even if he's going to bench, he might be benching on mitoras derabanan of kizayis, that doesn't qualify as a suda kavua, and he could eat a lot of peros as well, and that won't be problematic.